my vision loss came on really suddenly. It was really overwhelming. I felt myself grieving, just like anyone would experience with any other kind of major loss of a loved one or some major loss in their lives. It was something I couldn't change.
This is Hadley's Insights and Soundbites, where people facing vision loss share what's helped them cope and adjust.
Hi, my name is Cliff Hochberg, and I'm from Princeton Junction, New Jersey. I just want to share a bit of my journey with vision loss with you. I have a condition called neovascular glaucoma. So my vision loss came on really suddenly, and it was triggered by a medication change. My doctor wanted me to get a better medication that would allow me to go longer periods of time between my injections. Well, unfortunately for me, the Avastin didn't work. My vision started to deteriorate. I was ultimately going to have surgeries in both eyes to install a shunt. That, in addition to being on some different eye drops. And the hope was that everything would be fine and I wouldn't really get worse because it wasn't a degenerative condition. But unfortunately, the nerve damage had been permanently affected me. And that's really when my life changed and my entire world turned upside down. It was really overwhelming. I found myself riding waves of anger, depression, sadness, and it would come and go. I felt myself grieving, really, just like anyone would experience with any other kind of major loss of a loved one or some major loss in their lives. It was something I never expected. It was something I was not looking for. And it was something I couldn't change. But here's the thing, over time, I realized I didn't have to figure it all out on my own. I reached out to a vision occupational therapist, also a low vision doctor, and discovered that there are tools and there's technology that allowed me to accept this new way of living. It wasn't easy, but step by step, I learned to navigate my life again. I also came to realize that while my eyesight won't improve, my ability to handle the challenges can. While this has really affected me, I lost the ability to drive. I have to rely on my wife and other people to do things for me. I don't have total vision loss. I have low vision. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful for the things that I can do. So thanks for listening to my story. I hope that my experience can help someone else listening to this. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You never know who might need to hear your story. To share, just leave a message on our Insights and Soundbites voicemail. You can call 847-512-4867 or record a message on your smartphone or computer and email it to podcast@hadleyhelps.org.